4, Oklahoma in Early America. Chapter Preview, Terms, Frontier, Confederacy, Treaty, Encroachment, Long Hunter, Constitution, Manifest Destiny, Epidemic, Ratify, Appropriate, Pirogue, Protege, Renegade. People: Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, James Biddle Wilkinson, George Sibley, Stephen H. Long. Places: Great Spanish Road, Louisiana Purchase, Grand Saline, Three Forks. The powerful Europeans were not certain just what North America had to offer, but each country wanted to make sure it had rights to whatever was there. Each country believed it knew what was best for the New World, in spite of the fact that a civilization already existed there. The quest for military, economic, and religious power motivated them all. Section 1. Colonial America. As you read, look for European efforts to colonize the New World, the conflicts that led to the French and Indian War, and the Revolutionary War, and their effects on American Indians. Vocabulary terms: frontier, confederacy, treaty, encroachment, long hunter, constitution, and manifest destiny. Spain wanted any wealth discovered in the vast lands of the New World and to save the souls of the Indians. The Spanish, however, saw no value in the land itself or in the people other than as slaves. France wanted the lucrative, profitable fur trade and the Indians' knowledge of the land. It saw a land of opportunity with valuable resources and Indian allies. Great Britain wanted the land the Indians lived on for its own colonies as well as the profitable trade. Spain wanted the people in North America to become Catholics, while the British were determined that they become Protestant. European claims. Each of the three superpowers staked its claims early. The Spanish established a colony at St. Augustine, now in Florida, in 1565, and the English founded Jamestown, Virginia, in 1607. The French established their first trading post in what is now Canada about the same time. Other countries also attempted to establish colonies in North America. Both Holland and Sweden established colonies along the upper Atlantic coast, which threatened England's stronghold. With the discovery of Alaska in 1741, Russian trading ships pushed south along the Pacific coast in search of seal and sea otter. Alarmed by the Russian traders, Spain turned its attention to the California Gateway to Mexico, expanding its territory northward to the San Francisco Bay area. By the early 1700s, Spain claimed most of Texas, excluding the Panhandle, and all the land south and west to the Pacific Ocean. Its Mexican mission frontier, the area at the edge or just beyond a settled area, kept expanding into those lands. Priests were charged with winning souls and converting Indians into useful citizens. Some Spanish missions were established to halt the French as they tried to expand trade relations with the Indians. The French claimed the massive western Mississippi River drainage basin, including the area that became Oklahoma, along with the Great Lakes region and parts of Canada. England controlled the Atlantic coastal area and part of northern Canada. Indian relations. Europeans quickly saw the benefit in courting some of the native Indian tribes to become allies. In addition to providing opportunities for trade, the Indians could protect settlers from other tribes and countries. This often meant that long-time tribal enemies sided with different European nations. English, French, and Spanish colonists all used the hostilities among tribes to their own benefit, pitting tribe against tribe. Sometimes settlers befriended a tribe if it lived on a choice parcel of land. The settlers might establish a colony if they could get some of the land by grant, treaty, or purchase. tribes played one colony against another for the benefit of their own people. The large Choctaw tribe generally preferred the French, although the British had better quality trade goods and delivered them more dependably. The French usually treated the Indians as equals, and the natives in turn saw the French in much the same way. The French were certainly less harsh in their treatment of the Indians than the Spanish were. The French weren't perfect in their treatment, though, as shown when the French governor of the Louisiana colony insisted on the right to select chiefs and award them medals as he tried to gain allies. These medal chiefs were not always the important tribal leaders and had no real power. Another large tribe, the Chickasaw, occupied the important heart of the Mississippi Valley. However, they were trading partners and allies of the British and the enemies of the French and the Choctaw. The French became alarmed when their Choctaw allies appeared to be making peace with their former enemies, the Chickasaw. If the Choctaw became trading partners with the British, France's colonies would be threatened. The French took action, demanding that the Chickasaw follow their orders. The Chickasaw refused, and the British supplied them with weapons. In turn, the French paid the Choctaw for Chickasaw scalps. The French built good relations with the powerful Wichita and Osage tribes, the Comanche and others. The heavily armed Osage eventually pushed the Wichita from the northern part of Oklahoma. The Wichita relocated south, partly because they had formed an alliance with the Comanche and partly because of French trade on the Red River. This put the Wichita closer to their longtime enemy, the Plains Apache. The Spanish had allied with the Apache in Texas. Skirmishes between the two tribes led to the Battle of the Twin Villages along the Red River. The battle was in part an attempt by the Spanish to slow French movement along New Spain's northern border. The French and Indian War. From 1689 to 1763, France, Spain, and Great Britain fought a series of wars. One of those wars started in North America and was called the French and Indian War. By the 1750s, the French had pushed into the Ohio River Valley seeking more fur trade. The British were eyeing the same territory from their Atlantic coast colonies. The British government wanted the fur trade, and the colonists wanted the land. A young George Washington led a troop of Virginians to warn the French to get out of the area, but they refused. Fighting erupted in 1754 when the British tried to force their claims to the area. Great Britain had a strong alliance with the six tribes of the Iroquois Confederacy of present-day New York. A confederacy is another term for an alliance. Several western tribes allied with the French in the battles that waged back and forth in North America for 6 years. In 1762, Spain entered the war to help France. The kings of France and Spain were cousins in the Bourbon dynasty, a sequence of rulers from the same family, and they had signed an agreement to support each other. This was called the Family Compact of 1757. France needed money and military aid from Spain, and in 1762, the secret treaty of Fontainebleau was signed. A treaty is a formal agreement between two or more nations. As part of the treaty, France gave up Louisiana west of the Mississippi River, including Oklahoma, and the Isle of Orleans. The fighting ended in North America in 1760, but a treaty was not signed until 1763. The Treaty of Paris resulted in huge changes for the three European powers and colonists and natives in their territories. France gave up control of Canada and territory east of the Mississippi River to Britain, while it gained various islands prized for their sugar production and certain fishing rights. Spain traded Florida to Britain in exchange for Cuba. The territory Spain gained west of the Mississippi River provided a buffer for its silver mines in Mexico. the vast territory Great Britain gained in the treaty was home to thousands of American Indians. Some of the natives had little idea of the real consequences of this European treaty, but others questioned it. The Shawnee demanded to know how the French could give away something that was not theirs to give. Pontiac, leader of the Ottawa Indians, led attacks against the now British-controlled forts and settlements in the Great Lakes region. The French and the Indians had gotten along partly because French settlers were rare and the traders did not demand permanent land grants. There had been no boundary lines. The forests were left open to the Indians, and trading posts were for trade, not control. Relations between the American Indians and the British were not as congenial. Many British settlers scorned the Indians and angered the tribes. British colonies competed aggressively for the Indian trade, sometimes making unscrupulous deals with the tribes. In addition, the lands tempted British settlers. On November 3, 1763, the governors of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia met with representatives of the southern Indian nations, Creek, Choctaw, Cherokee, and Chickasaw, to talk about the issues of too many traders and encroachments, trespass or intrusion without permission, on their lands. A treaty was signed 7 days later at Augusta, Georgia, which affected tribes that eventually were moved to Oklahoma. The Catawba received a reservation in South Carolina, and boundaries were established between settlements in Georgia and the Indian hunting grounds. During the talks, the British promised not to settle upon or disturb the Indians in the grounds or lands to the westward of the lines. Repairing relations. With Spain's newly acquired land came the problem of having to find a way to overcome the hostilities many Indians had for the Spanish. Some of the tribes, such as the Comanche, Wichita, and Tonkawa, had been treated as enemies for years. Spain now had to convince them otherwise. Spain decided to continue France's method of working with the Indians. It even retained Frenchmen to help with the change. Even though the French had lost control of the land, their presence in the plains continued. French traders Pierre Leclive and Auguste Chouteau found an ideal location for a fur trading post about 18 miles south of the junction of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. There, St. Louis was established in 1764. The Spanish also wanted the Indians to help keep the British east of the Mississippi River. The plan worked for most of the 40 years that Oklahoma was a province of Spanish-controlled Louisiana. Both Spain and Great Britain built posts on the river to control trade. But in spite of Spanish efforts, Daniel Boone and other long hunters, hunters gone for long periods of time, headed west. The contest for control of the river was intense, just prior to the Revolutionary War. The Colonist Revolt. After the 1760s, Great Britain controlled much of the trade on North America's eastern coast, but it was not enough to pay off huge war debts. The British wanted to build better relations with the Indian tribes, as well as to keep tight control on their American colonies. Many colonists began to tire of British rule and to resent its policies, which were beginning to include more and more taxes. In 1765, the British Parliament, legislature, passed the Stamp Act, and colonists became increasingly angry. No taxation without representation became a common cry, as things such as tea, paper, glass, and coloring for paints were taxed. Tensions continued to rise between the colonists and Great Britain. On April 19, 1775, the Revolutionary War broke out, with battles at Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts. The colonists received support from France in 1778 and from Spain a year later. Although Spain joined the war against the British, it did not become an ally of the colonists because the Americans refused to stay east of the Allegheny Mountains. Still, Spain felt it was in its best interest to take a stand against Great Britain. Spain was able to take back forts it had lost to the British in 1763. When the war ended, Spain regained the territory of Florida. The American colonists and their allies defeated the British, and Great Britain surrendered in October 1781. The Revolutionary War formally ended with the signing of the Treaty of Paris in 1783. In 1787, the United States adopted its first formal written constitution. A constitution is a document that sets up the framework of a government, or any other organization, and establishes the rules under which that organization will operate. The Plains Indians didn't directly participate in the war, but some eastern tribes saw it as an opportunity to regain some of their lands. The Cherokee and Creek attacked the western frontiers of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Troops from those colonies entered the Indian lands and destroyed over 30 Cherokee villages. When the Cherokee sided with the British in the war, many Americans believed that meant the Indians had lost all claim to their land. The Treaty of Hopewell in 1785 confirmed Cherokee boundaries, but it did little to stop the advance on their land. These tribes suffered great losses as they continued to lose people and land. New political power. The North American continent had a new political power, and it represented those who were eager to move west. The term manifest destiny came to be used later for Americans' desire to gain new land and to spread their beliefs and idealism. The Mississippi River represented a boundary beyond which the young nation could not expand, but the land-hungry settlers nevertheless pushed toward Spanish territory. Travel on the Mississippi became a major issue between the Spanish and the Western American farmers who wanted access to the river to get their crops to a port. The farmers' complaints to the new United States Congress and their threats to take action resulted in a treaty in 1795. According to the terms of Pinckney's treaty, the Americans gained free navigation of the river. Once their crops and goods reached New Orleans, they could deposit or store them in warehouses before loading them onto ships. This right of deposit arrangement was only granted for 3 years. The treaty also set the southern boundary between the United States and the Spanish territory at the 31st parallel. Spain continued to seek trade routes in its North American land holdings. The Spanish governor commissioned Frenchman Pedro Vial to find trails between major trading posts. Vial charted paths between San Antonio and Santa Fe and between St. Louis and Santa Fe. In 1788, Vial and Francisco Xavier Fragoso marched from Santa Fe to the Wichita Mountains in southeastern Oklahoma, then followed the Red River east to Natchitoches, Louisiana. This route was called the Great Spanish Road, and it served as a major trail through the mid-1800s. It's your turn. Number 1. In 1700, what country claimed the land south of present-day Oklahoma? Number 2. How did the land claimed in North America by the European nations change after the Treaty of Paris of 1763? Number 3. What was one issue that led to the Revolutionary War?